So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone.
Well, I had an interesting incident this year, having to do with the holidays and so forth. My father passed away back in March. His name was Arthur Shields. Butch, they called him. And I ended up with a pair of his shoes. They're these brown, comfortable loafers that were virtually new to him, but he'd worn them for a little while. And I said, these kind of fit. I'm going to keep these. So once in a while, I'll wear them at special occasions or that sort of thing where I feel like it might be fun to sort of have them with me in a way. And wouldn't you know it, I went to see a taping of the show called The Conners, which is John Goodman's TV show. It used to be the Roseanne show in Hollywood, and then Roseanne got canceled, and so John Goodman is now the star. And I wore these shoes into the studio there over at CBS. And I didn't realize this because I don't watch The Conners, but in addition to John Goodman, one of the actresses on that show was on the show called Shameless. And I don't know if you ever watched that show on streaming, but it was set in Chicago, and it was kind of a irreverent, to say the least, show. And one of the stars from Shameless is now on The Conners. And it occurred to me as I sat probably, 30 feet from this actress while they were taping the scenes, that my dad never would have believed that his shoes would be in the same room as one of the actresses from Shameless. And so it was just sort of a fun little thing. And this is kind of what happens, I think, with fathers and sons and moments like that. And Curtis Hertel, the state senator who's outgoing, had a similar incident in a kind of a way. And, of course, the Hertel name in Lansing is like the Kennedy name in Washington or Boston or the Bushes. They're a political dynasty that stretches across generations. And he's stretching through the phone now on our AT&T line. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Michael.
Your father was Speaker of the House and very, very famous politician for many years. You followed in his footsteps, pardon the shoe pun, but you also sat at not the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, but what is now the Hertel desk. What's the story?
First of all, I just want to say that I'm sorry about your dad. It's one of those things. You and I are part of one of the worst clubs in the world. But I think only people that are part of it can understand it. And we were both lucky to have wonderful fathers that still reach out to us to this day. But it's harder now. And so, I feel for you it being so recent.
It's funny you say that, if you don't mind just interrupting for a second, because you said it's harder now. And I do find that as the more time passes, the more it kind of hits me.
Yeah, it's less sharp. There are good memories again. I went through a year where I was a mess. I mean, my dad died suddenly. I miss him every single day. He was my best friend, and it gets to a point where it becomes almost too much to bear. I was so angry. But this story about the desk actually solved all that. It's very strange the way it took away so much pain and anger.
An angel showed up, it sounds like.
It's one of the strangest things in my life. And that whole weekend was, to be honest with you. But my dad died on Easter Sunday suddenly. He had a heart problem, small valve prolapse, and something got stuck in it. He was supposed to have surgery the next week, was not supposed to die, 63 years old, collapses. And, you know, because it was so sudden, because we weren't able to say goodbye, and because of a number of things, I was a mess. I mean, I was in every way, right? I was angry. I took too long to go see somebody, and I suggest everybody who's in this situation goes and sees somebody, and whether it's a pastor or a therapist or somebody, to work these things out. But I waited too long. I was in too bad of a place. But on Good Friday, I'm in my office, and this guy comes in who did procurement in Afghanistan. He had no relationships to me. One of my local township supervisors told him I was a good person to talk to. And we're sitting there talking about procurement and talking about advice, and he looks out at the Capitol. He says, You know, I like the history of that building. I just bought a desk that belonged to the Speaker of the House in the 90s. So I froze a little bit. I said, you know, do you have a picture of the desk? And so he shows me a picture. Now, I cleaned my dad's desk out when he was moving out of the Capitol building. And there it was, this desk that I had helped clean out, that my dad had sat on when he was Speaker, was in this guy's possession. I said, I don't know how to tell you this. I mean, every hair, right, is, I don't have any hair in my head, but every hair everywhere else is standing up straight. I said, how did you get this desk? He had bought it on Craigslist 2 weeks before he walked in my office. It had been in other people's hands and finally ended up in his, and then he walked in my office 2 weeks later. I said, listen, I hate to do this to you, but that's my father's desk, and I will give you whatever you want. The man was kind enough to sell it to me for what he paid for it, which is $200, and it's priceless to me. He could have charged me much more. And now I sit in my Senate office. I got rid of the nice, fancy desk that they give you, and I sit at my father's old desk. Every day when I walk in my office, always around the Capitol, there are small parts of him that are with me, but there's certainly even more when I sit at that desk. And when my brother won his election, it was a long night. You know, last seat called, the seat that went, that really, you know, we were tied, and that would be the majority that gave us the majority beyond that, the last seat of the night, by 400 and some odd votes. He won the election, and I, you know, when we finally, you know, I was the one that got the call, and right after he won, and we talked for a bit, and the part where I broke up the most was telling him how proud our father was and would be of him, and that I will loan him the desk for the next 8 years. Kevin's going to be able to sit there, and it means a lot to me that desk will stay in the Senate office building, and that that little part of history will stay with my brother.
Can you only imagine the doodles and the documents and the decisions that were made at that desk and will continue to be made at that desk for the next maybe 8 years or however long it can sustain? What a beautiful story and what a thought. And I'm happy to hear that news. And thank you for sharing such a personal story. And it has to be an angel when something like that happens. It has to be.
I have no reasonable explanation for how it happened. And really, honestly, if I told you everything that happened that weekend, you would think I was crazy. I mean, I'm not one of those people that believes that those things still happen in the real world. And just kept calling out my dad saying that he's okay. And for me, in a spot where I was like a shark that first year. I just kept moving. It affected my job. It affected my marriage. It affected how I was as a father. I just had a lot of pent up hostility and anger. I was mad at God, and I know that's probably a sin, but it doesn't matter to me.
He can handle it. God can handle it. And I guess your father said, here's a desk. Why don't you just get back to work and get after it? God love you. Thank you very much. Curtis Hertel Jr., Michael Patrick Shields.